Hello guys, I'm Gitanjali and this is my food podcast, Dakar.
Dakar.
Okay, I know I took a long gap of a month this time. Pura August gayab thi main. Hold on, let me give you the reasons. A, I was shooting for a food web series and B, I had gone to my hometown. So, food series ke baare mein, I will surely update you once it's out. And about my hometown, well, I can take hours and hours talking about that. Garma garam kachoriyan aur pohe uthte hi aur rabdi jalebi sone se pehle. And trust me, I have no guilt about this dose. Hence, today I am in my Bhopali self, sitting on a patia with a friend over some Soleimani chai, facing the lake and talking to you guys about Bhopal's Nawabi outlook and cuisine. So I have with me today Sikandar Malik, history lover, Bhopali food connoisseur, an upcoming author, and most importantly, a true Surma Bhopali by heart.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Pet Pooja, Kyan Bhandar.
Hey Sikandar, welcome on the show. You know, there is something about Bhopal which I can never describe in words. As the localites rightly call it, yahan ki aabo hawa. Like, look at this setup, yaar, of us having chai under a mango tree with the breeze, view and the chirpy birds. Totally takes me back. And as obvious as it can be that anyone and everyone born in Bhopal is absolutely possessive about this city. But when it comes to food, we have a very naive identity in spite of being the Nawabi center of the country. Why is that?
Bhopal does have its specific cuisine. Identity through food is very important. You have it in Hyderabad, Lucknow and other parts of the country which has specific cuisine. So for example, as the saying goes, they have Zarda, Parda and Garda popular, which means, you know, the tobacco, the veil and the dust here. So there is a veil on the cuisine as well. The more understanding comes through if you look at the signs of gastronomy, more probably, that would clear the effect on it. So the water is the main key ingredient in Bhopal, which plays a key role in deciding how is the cuisine like. So it's not as light as Awadh, it's not as vibrant as Hyderabad or Dakhan. It's somewhere in the middle. As we are geographically in the middle, we are culturally in the middle. Similarly, our food is also the middle path. Probably that's because of Sanchi and Buddha. Of course, we have joints here in Bhopal. Like, there was a place called the Medina Hotel, around which an entire market developed later, and they call it the Chatori Gali. But unfortunately, the Medina Hotel closed down, and now the market has also depleted. So you have places, not specifically in one place, but of course there are joints in and around. For example, if you go to Afghan Hotel, you get the Pakhtuni influence. If you go to the Jameel Hotel, you get the influence from Tok and Rajasthan. If you go to Odian Hotel, you get the more continental kind of thing and more from the NWFP, like eating Dabba Gosh, which is from Peshawar or the Tahiri at Odian Hotel is in itself is a different landmark and a different story. Similarly, because our population, basically the Bhopal population, was more the Hindu gentry, we had plethora of lovely food coming from Jain families, coming from Marwadis, coming from the Banya community, and yes, the Kayas as well. And if you look at our geography, we involve our natural produce in our food. So there's a lot of bhaji, saag, sabzi, which is well grown here. From anything like patar chata, which is one kind of a bhaji that grows amidst the rocks on the hillocks, eating it, to the jamun on the tree out of which we make the vinegar and use it for various purposes. Vinegars of different types, to achar, chutney, murabbas of various types. And for a simple thing like chironji, which grows in the forest of Bhopal, you can make around 17 delicacies out of it. And you know, there's something called Shirazi halwa that's made out of chironji, and it's given to somebody who's pale, weak and frail. Feeding the person with that for a month would turn him 10 times to the original weight the person is. So, you know, local produce, the environment, our lake and our things around gave us all the things that we ate. And since the topography is nice, the nature is close, in the days gone by, shikar was abundance and, you know, things like that were there. So they utilized everything what was around in their food. And that is where the discovery starts.
I know, I remember calling karonda as desi olives and relished its healthy tangy chutneys and pickles. But that was about the local produce. What about the meats, considering we have grown eating batairs here? How my Bombay friends flaunt the Bombay duck there? What do we have in store to flaunt?
See, the produce varies from quails to partridges to pochards to migratory birds to everything. Since our law doesn't allow all this now, things have got limited. But of course, you know, you can experience the taste through various other things which are either created by poultry or are coming after being rejected from dairy and other stuff. And home rearing, domestic, gives a lot of information and an insight into that. Of course, from the lovely hariyal that we ate long ago to some exotic birds, which if I name could be put behind bars, were part of the dishes, and they made our table look more colorful and varietyful. You won't believe that people in Bhopal don't cook as per the menu. They cook as per the season. So similarly, Bhopal has its own decided dichotomy of what not to cook in summers, what to cook in winters, what to cook in rainy season, and that's how it goes. So you know, it's not only the weightage or the digestive quotient of the food, but the produce and the way of eating it. And when it comes to various kinds of meats, I remember my elders talking about having surkhab, different kinds of other birds which were coming to Bhopal, and saras and cranes and different kind of stuff. So, you know, it's all per the season, the topography, the local climate, and the variety on the platter. To an extent that the Begum celebrated, Shah Jahan Begum celebrated seasons with various kinds of dawats that she threw for every season. And you won't believe there's a separate crockery for every season, which is still in existence.
That is some royalty, I say. One thing more which we girls look for with wide eyes are the Bhopali men. I think being Nawabi is definitely in the water here, if not in their blood. And I have heard Bhopali men are great cooks. So that is some combination. How believable is that?
There are a lot of things that you explore and see with men in Bhopal, their jeeps, their rides, their picnics, and you know, their passions. We are the people who are more driven by passions in Bhopal rather than anything else. So whether it be our patias or whether it be our picnics and our jeeps and our guns and XYZ things. Of course, men have also discovered and forayed into dominium which are, you know, stereotypically related to women. You won't believe that men cook in Bhopal. And they cook amazingly in Bhopal, much better than women can cook. Of course, women were rulers. They have been rulers in Bhopal. The Begums of Bhopal knew how to cook. But you know, the local men folks also knew how to cook. They still are bhatiyaras, are much more far better than any sophisticated chef coming from any reputed institution. And even our fathers, our forefathers, grandfathers knew how to cook. Even I started learning how to hold the kafgir in my hand the right way and use it in a bhagoni or in a deg in a proper way from my uncle, who told me that that is the right way. How to make the mixture, how to set the portion, how are the quantities made. So men know the art, because as they say that, you know, you tip into a man's heart through his stomach, but here the men know how to go through it. So anybody putting any dish in front doesn't work. They know what is right, what is wrong. As I said, we are driven by passion. Bhopal also started with passion. The dwindled city that is attributed to the Parmara King Rajabhoj turned into a village which was having no habitation. Sardar Dost Mohammad Khan, the founder of present-day Bhopal, came here for a duck shoot, a goose hunt, with his wife. They ate the goose, slept on the banks of the lake, and got a dream, and that's when they built the Fatehgarh Fort. So with Khana, everything is connected. So right from our founder to the present day, to His Highness the Nawab of Bhopal throwing stumptious parties at his retreat in Chiklod, to the palace or to the Bhopal Patodi wedding, meaning Saif Ali Khan's grandparents getting married in Bhopal. And you know, the card still has the menu on it. So with the music that's playing at home, given at the palace, you had the menu that what are they serving on the platter on the very specific days. So history and food go hand in hand in Bhopal, and historically, yes, men have been attached to it very much.
Oh my, that was quite a food and history epitome. So tell me, top few must places to visit when in Bhopal, just to eat.
The restaurant culture has taken a hike. Everybody wants to eat good. Everybody wants to eat the food that looks good. It's all about looking good, because visual delight.
Instagram culture.
Bilkul. Rather than eating food, it's about photographing food and, you know, even enjoying it in all possible ways. Five best places to eat in Bhopal that I would suggest would include some things from the new and the old, both parts of the city. So when it comes to the old part of the city, Agarwal Puri Bhandar is a must, where you should go and have the Rasewala Saal and Aloo Saag and everything. Then coming down to exploring lanes of Chivda and everything that is our influence from Malwa would be walking around the street that's called Chintaman Chauraha to Ghantewala Halwai, who's in front of the Jama Masjid. Then, you know, some parts of Itwara, which sells some great street food with the famous lassi that's being sold in Bhopal and the faluda. Odeon Hotel is very good with their food. Let me tell you a fact that the family has this fascinating love for food. So they cook it with the love and the food is cooked at home and then sent to the hotel. Similar joint that works here in Bhopal has two different names now, Filfora and Hotspot. They're also very good. They are catering on a very large scale and their Shami kebabs are very nice. Plus the boy who's running the show has learned the art in Switzerland. So definitely he's working on all possible chance. Unique district has been carved out in and around Kilol Park, where you have Dastar Khwan and several other restaurants coming is very good. Something called Khan Saab in Shah Jahanabad, old city, is very good. The chicken tangri kebab is amazing. It reminds me of people from Pakistan, the way they cook. And yes, in the newer part of the city, where we have the Bapu Ki Kutia, which sells lovely khichdis that you can have. There is an eatery market that is happening at night at Jumirati Darwaza. So if you don't want to eat a heavy meal, after 10, go to Jumirati and explore the Dominion. It's all yours. Jameel Hotel would also add to it. Well, let's not forget one of the integral parts of Bhopal, which is called Bairagarh. And the Sindhi community, which came in after partition, has also added to our cuisine in a way. So there's some guy who makes this lovely patties, something in egg dough in the morning. So you should have that. Itna khana kafi hai. And if you want more, you go towards Sihor and have the dal bhapla. You'll love it at one of the dhabas.
Thank you so much, Sikandar. It was a beautiful insight of Bhopal's food. I think it's very unexplored and whoever is in Bhopal should definitely connect to you. How can they connect to you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. I'm a bit docile on it, but yes, I'm on Instagram with Sikandar Malik Bhopal. You can search me on Facebook with Sikandar Malik, the same. And yes, I'm putting a book together which has all the recipes and we look forward to share our story with the world and break the notion that, hello, they don't have a cuisine. As Vinod Duha said one fine day on Zaika India Ka, but I say, dude, we have more than 570 on our list. Be careful while you speak next.
Oh, you bet. That was Bhopal under the covers. Next week, I'm traveling to Delhi, so lots more food coming our way. One more good news that you can now hear this podcast also on Book My Show's Jukebox. So iTunes, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, and give me some more love, guys, on Book My Show's Jukebox. I shall catch you next week right here on Dakar. And as you know, in between, you can definitely feel free to ping me on my Instagram handle, Dakar123. Bye for now.